Hello and welcome back to another fall preseason sports show. Today is with Chillicothe Hornets Athletic Director Darren Smith. He is the girls basketball coach, but also the athletic director overseeing everything with athletics at Chillicothe High School. Darren, how are you doing today?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
Yeah, well, it's getting back. First full week of school now this week. How is it getting back into the school routine, especially with the students' everyday life, but also the athletic side as well?
Right. Athletic-wise, actually, it's a little easier because the kids are in school now. We go to practice right after school instead of trying to get them in on days where there's no school. It's a little bit easier getting them to practice after school. So it's going good. We had football, soccer, softball and jamborees last weekend. We got volleyball tonight, so looking forward to that. So starting to get things going.
Yeah, definitely starting to get things going. Well, one thing that also is going on right now is the heat. It's really hot this week. So what do you have in terms of precautions, things you have to do to make sure that everybody stays healthy practicing outside, especially early on in the season?
Well, we have to follow, Misha has us follow what's called a wet bulb. And so I have that. I've got the machine for that, but I also got a website that I can go to that gives what ours is. And it just tells you basically, you know, what your parameters are as far as practice, how long you can practice, how many water breaks you got to have, football-wise, can it be in pads and helmets or not. And so it just gives us a lot of different guidelines to keep our kids safe.
Yeah, that's definitely important. And then as we get to talking about some of those teams individually, can we talk about the kind of the overview of how the fall sports are looking, any upgrades, things like that for some of the teams?
Well, you know, one of the beauties of us this year is we didn't have any turnover on our head coaches. So all our head coaches are back for this fall, which is one of the things for a successful program is continuity. And so just really tickled with the coaches that we've got in the fall and really happy that they're all come back because all great coaches, great individuals, great human beings. Upgrade-wise, you know, the tennis courts are getting redone. That's been a little bit of length in there because we're still waiting for them to get done. So Coach Chambers showing her versatility, and we are taking her out of town to practice every day right now. So that's a little bit difficult. Danner Park also getting a new parking lot. So it's been a little bit of a struggle for the softball people. Volleyball, everything. We redid the floor the end of July, 1st August, so they've got a great floor to be working off of. Cross country just running out on the road, and of course, golf is up at the golf course. We got soccer and football both down to the stadium, and you know, we just put a new turf in a couple years ago. The track's new, and you know, really everything's good. We're ready to roll, I think.
Yeah, great facilities and great teams as well. You mentioned the coaches. Got to talk to all the coaches earlier during our fall preseason sports shows, and great teams as well. So what are you excited about in terms of just the level of play on the field, on the track, on the court for this fall season?
Well, just, you know, the big thing is improvement, watching improve from the beginning of practice till the end of the season when districts rolls around. You know, we like seeing the competitiveness of the kids, the desire, and you know, just watching kids compete. That's a big part of it. Letting the coaches coach the kids up and just watching the kids compete and get better throughout the year would be one of my favorite things to do for the year, you know, for the fall season. So that's the big thing for me is, you know, we've got great numbers out this fall. I don't know. That was one on my agenda to do last week, and I didn't get it done. But my guess is we're 30 to 40% participation in sports. I didn't even count band. We did count dance and cheer in that. But, you know, our numbers are good. The kids are putting forth a lot of effort, and I think they're having a lot of fun.
Talking with Athletic Director Darren Smith of the Chillicothe Hornets High School program. And Coach Smith, now especially maybe for first-time high school parents getting into the sports, or just a reminder for anybody, what's the best ways to stay involved, make sure they know what's going to be going on? We, of course, try to keep everybody updated with results and things on KCHI, but other ways so people can plan ahead of time to go to certain events or make sure they're in the right place at the right time.
One of the hardest things right now is scheduling, and it's because kids in a lot of places their numbers are down, and so the schedule is very fluid. I can strongly recommend you on a computer go to meconference.org or your app store has an activity scheduler with a little hat, a little blue hat guy. And actually, it's just a hat, not a guy, but just a hat. And I update that thing. I'm on that thing all day, every day. As soon as I know something's changed, I've already had a couple changes today on lower level stuff. It is the most current thing. You can also find that on the Chillicothe School District's activity schedule. I think how it words it on the website on the school. It should take you to the ME conference or the activity scheduler. So that would be something that would be very beneficial to you.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Darren Smith. And just one last question for you now. As the school year gets started, what's your message to the students and the fans and the players just on what you want to see from them, you know, in terms of playing and then participating and spectating throughout this fall season?
Well, you know, the big thing is the kids are out there and we're trying to improve them, but they're also there. It's a bigger purpose, you know, and so they're having fun. Parents, go cheer on the kids, cheer on the teams. Don't just focus in on one. Focus in on all of them, you know, and just really enjoy the moment, because before long, they'll be moving on, and then you don't have that experience anymore. So it goes fast. Enjoy the moment.
Thank you so much. We're certainly going to enjoy this fall sports season and all of Chillicothe High School sports here on KCHI. Thank you for your time.
Brent, appreciate you.